You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
What's up, everybody? It is another great opportunity to give you guys my 25 motivational tips to supercharge your 2024. You know, I have been on this sequence for weeks at a time, and we are getting so much closer to almost our conclusionary aspect of this series, but we ain't there yet. We're in segment 17. And we have had some great talking points about so many different things. I always kind of have this self-analysis process conversation with you guys, so it's not new, but I hopefully give you something to think about. And today I'm going to talk to you about working to be your best self. And I know it may sound cliche, but it is just as important as putting in the work you put in for other people. You have to put the work in for yourself, because the more you're developing yourself, the more the outer world gets to experience you in that process. And it becomes a greater good. And then you'll start to see how your purpose is just oozing on everybody else, because you're in your lane and you're doing the things that make you magical and make you align with the elements of you internally. It's all such a whole tranquil process, and it's why we're here. We're given an opportunity to come into the physical, make our impact, and then we go about our way, and we may return again in some other form or fashion. That's another conversation, but at least while we're here, let's make it make sense. Let's make it make meaning. Let's give it all we got, right? Because at the end of the day, the most fulfilling is going to be revealed for you, and only you can tell where your elevation is and how much you're stepping into it. So guys, you know what time it is. It's Monday, and it's time for Sunday's Money Motivation. Let's go. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms.
Diamond Valley Lodge, the one-of-a-kind, unique, exotic dining experience for the whole family. Have dinner with real tigers at Diamond Valley Lodge's 100% safe, unique dinner party experience. Ever dine just feet away from a majestic Bengal tiger? Now you can. A magical evening under the stars with open-air seating in an exotic Zen garden, just feet away from some of the most majestic creatures on the planet. Are crown jewels of nature. Dinners are served on Friday and Saturday, brunch on Sunday. Reservation only by calling 855-9-TIGERS or 951-390-2670 or visit DiamondValleyLodge.com.
Santa Center, Temecula Valley areas, and throughout the Inland Empire. Are you looking to become a homeowner in 2024? Register today for the New Home in the New Year seminar hosted by Sold by Sunny. Let's get you from rental to homeowner in the new year. Get the latest insight of down payment assistance programs, whether you purchased a home before or purchasing for the first time. We want to make sure you're provided with the necessary information needed for you to buy your new home in 2024. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, I'm Hector Calvillo of J&H Automotive, located at 611 West Florida Avenue in Hemet, California. We are a full-service automotive repair shop where you can always expect to receive the highest quality repairs, fairest pricing, best customer service in the industry. My brother George and I grew up watching our dad work on classic cars as a backyard mechanic. His hard work ethic and dedication led us to opening up J&H Automotive in 2009. We started out with a 500 square foot repair shop, and we have consistently grown over the past 15 years to our new 10,000 square foot repair facility in the heart of Hemet. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Call 951-766-5999 to set an appointment for all your automotive service needs.
Okay, y'all may be like, okay, Sonny, you over here talking about work to be your best self. Like, what? How do you go about that? Well, I got a few talking points I'm going to give you, and hopefully it will give you something that you can find some measurability in, and it can tie into how you feel like you can implement it. Or maybe it will inspire you to think of some things that make sense for you. But hopefully at some point, it's going to trigger you to recognize just how important you are in the process of development than any other thing that you're also doing in your life, whether you're raising children, taking care of a pet, developing a company, working under somebody else's business, you're a member of your church, maybe you're starting a church, maybe you're leading a church. All of those things are comprised of you in the midst of it. So it's important that you do find some way to continue to keep your own personal development in the forefront. So one of the first things that stood out to me as I was making my talking points was make a decision of what marks, make a decision of what makes you at your best, right? And what I mean by that is that you have to recognize certain things about yourself. And that also means that you have had to be proactively busy in your own life in some way. You know, there are some people who are so caught up on other people's existence, or they've dedicated themselves so deeply with their children or their spouse or something like that, and they lose the aspect of themselves to the point where they don't necessarily recognize or remember elements of themselves. And guys, I'm gonna be transparent, that has happened in some sequences to myself, and it made me recognize that, wait a minute, I was functioning at a level in which I know to be, and there was still more for me to gain, but I was in there somewhere. So when you lose sight of yourself, it can be such a disturbing moment of recognizing that you lost yourself, number one. Number two, it makes you have to kind of go back into your toolbox to say, okay, this is this, and this is how I know to be. And in that, you'll probably recognize that there's some things that you might need to change or alter that even allowed you to be able to miss or forget about self. Because it does happen. And it can happen so easily, a lot easier than people think, especially if they're around other people. And you want to make sure that you're staying on task, right, for yourself. Set your own personal standards personally, whether it's work, social settings, things of that nature. Make sure you set your own standards and understand what those boundaries may look like. Right. And not just boundaries, but you may have just, you'll understand once you've had, like, for instance, let me talk to my coffee drinkers for one. Let's say you had a cup of coffee at work and you've been having that same coffee for a long time, and it's probably mediocre at best, but it's what's at the job that you drink it all the time. Well, one day maybe they ran out of the old coffee that they had been supplying to the job, and one day they decide to get a new vendor. So they drop off some, you know, exquisite coffee that is not the norm. It could be maybe a Colombian coffee or something to that. It can just be any type of new coffee that has a totally different bean. And when they, you know, start brewing it, you come in and it smells different. You recognize it because it doesn't smell the same. It's got a new aroma. It's kind of got your interest. And then you go and make your cup, and then you drink and you're like, whoa, this is some good coffee. Now I feel like my work day is going to start today in a whole different way of life. And now that you've had that coffee, you do not want to go back to the coffee that you used to have. You have now set a new standard, like, yo, my coffee's got to taste like this at least, or I don't want it, or better. It's got to be this or better. It can't be this and less, right? So it becomes a standard, a new standard. And so personally, you should have some standards for yourself that, you know, whether it's a standard of living, maybe it's the way you, interact in regards to different different things. Maybe it's educationally, maybe it's psychologically. You want to set certain standards of your mindset. It is unlimited. Volunteer. One of the things that I suggest that people do is to volunteer at least once a year where you have no expectation of others. And it gives you such a different aspect of yourself. For one, this is kind of sounding cliche, but it helps you to develop certain areas about yourself, but you're not focused on you at that moment. You're actually giving yourself to someone or a cause or a mission or something like that. But in the midst of that activity, it is growing you in the process. And it's such a wonderful thing. And it's a blessing to be able to take time out for someone other than yourself or a cause that can make such a difference or bring awareness, or just, you know, you become a part of the resources that they're short on. Or maybe you financially give to that organization. But I think just financially giving some time is not the only conduit. I think it's also important that you actively participate in things. And that does not mean I'm telling you to come and become a board member or be the active fundraiser, but you may just go out to the beach and help clean up the beach. You may go to a community center of seniors and take puzzles to them, or you know, recycle some of your games that your family's no longer playing or using. Maybe you take magazines that you no longer or you've already read and recycle them and take them to those locations or foster homes or something like that, and give that stuff to someone who could then use what you're no longer using. And it just becomes a great way to be actively developing a part of yourself, and it helps you to become part of your best self, guys. And one of the other things that I found in that time period is that once you have done it, it doesn't become a hardship of consideration to come around it again. And you don't just wait for Thanksgiving to feed the homeless. You don't just wait for the month of April to consider or think about autism. You don't wait to the end of the year to donate something so you can just get a tax write-off. You guys hear what I'm saying? It becomes more active and more prevalent, and it has a bigger purpose than just serving you, right? One of the things that I'm going to say in conclusion is making your life levels equate to your goals. And what I mean by that is your life has these different levels that hopefully you're experiencing. And that's just kind of the way I'm describing it. I don't know. I've even talked about having chapters of, you know, because I like to write and stuff. And I'm an avid reader. So it can be a chapter equivalency. It could be a level equivalency. But at the end of the day, it's kind of this measurement of development that you're finding yourself experiencing and being a part of, and you're leveling your life through the changes of things as they're coming to you, but you're also actively pushing to level yourself to the next. It's just like playing, like if you played a video game and you've established one level, you move on to the next level, right? Same thing educationally. You finish first grade, go to second grade, you then accelerate and you graduate and you just continue to keep going. Or higher education, you finish your bachelor's degree, the master's degree is next, and then you can even go to a doctorate, right? So we're accustomed to living in a midst of levels, even societal levels. There are, you know, you have your poverty levels, then you have your lower class, then you have your middle class, and then you have your upper class, and then you have even echelons that are beyond universal conversations, right? So we're accustomed to living amongst levels. And as a society, even if we don't talk about it, it exists and it is a real thing. Not necessarily a good thing in those ways, but it can be. And what you have to do is work actively to put your goals in that kind of position where you're leveling up based on your goals. And that happens because you're firm about what you wanted to achieve. You may be notating them, writing them down. You may be speaking on them, but you're actively participating in your own growth and you're leveling up and you're making the marks. You know, sometimes as kids, parents will put their kids up against the wall and they'll measure them, especially when they start walking, and they'll mark the wall of their growth. And as they start to get to that, you know, teenage and young adult age, they'll kind of make that last mark to commend, not to commend, but to have recognition of their growth. And it consumes the amount of time period of that kid's elevation and leveling in height and their development as their, you know, as their child. So, guys, we kind of got to give ourselves the same measurement and mark. And that way we can actually see ourselves excelling to work to be our best selves. I appreciate you guys. Y'all be blessed. Peace. Mark Gregory presents the 5th Annual White Parley Silent Auction and Fundraiser benefiting the Pearlie Mae Foundation Saturday, April 27th, 2024, in Decatur at 4522 Flash Hills Parkway. So all my Atlanteans, you guys love a party, you love a cause, so come out and support this organization that is really working hard to support and create assistance to students with educational needs. They have gone all out. This is going to be a spectacular event. General admission donation is $65. You have an open bar. You have food. You also have the ability to give reserved seating for a $100 ticket donation. So any of those things that you have a question about, you want to look up on Eventbrite, Mark Gregory event, 5th Annual White Party. This is going to be something spectacular that people will be talking about at the Community Achievement Center. If you want to get a VIP reservation for a group, make sure you do that now while the seating is still available. There is an amazing lineup of entertainment, DJ music, you'll have comedy, you'll have some gospel artists, dynamic bartenders, photography during the day of the event, catered food. So the whole shebang is waiting for you to participate. Get your tickets now and make sure to let them know you heard it on Loudmouth Radio Network.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.